This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Futuro.
I think it's also important not only for other audiences to learn about these stories and to learn where our food comes from, but it's also for the farm workers to see themselves in art, to have the feel of identity, of community, of belonging.
From Futuro Media and PRX, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Today, Narciso Martinez and his journey from seasonal farm worker to artist. On a hot day in Long Beach, California, Narciso Martinez is taking the freight elevator to his studio in a transformed industrial warehouse. The 43-year-old artist has thick rimmed glasses and he wears all black.
Yeah, so we're in my studio right now. You see a lot of boxes everywhere. I have some flattened orange cartons. Here's some grocery bags that I'm going to draw on.
If you're unfamiliar with Narciso's work, he says his studio may look like it's full of trash.
Tangerine bags, containers. Yeah, I collect a bunch of stuff.
It's on these discarded materials, using charcoal and white paint, that Narciso draws portraits of farm workers and scenes of life in the fields.
I start by looking at the box, whether it is an interesting box, I like it, I don't like it, I like the color. After I'm sure of the composition and of the drawing, I use compressed charcoal. It's messy, it stains your hands and your shirt. And I think it sort of like parallels what the fields are, you know, like it's all dusty in the fields, you always get dirty.
Narciso, who was born in a small town in Oaxaca, Mexico, in 1977, says he remembers migrant farm work being part of his hometown's culture.
When young adults would come and then go back, they would bring new shirts, really pristine white tennis shoes, and nice jeans, you know, and as kids growing up, we want that. And so as soon as we are like 17, 18, it's our time to fly and like try to do the same.
So when he was 19, Narciso left Oaxaca and followed one of his brothers to Los Angeles.
And the first thing I wanted to do was to learn the language. I was like, I want to learn English. I want to know what the songs are about and the movies.
For a few years, Narciso worked a number of jobs, changing tires at a mechanic shop, unloading trucks at a plastic warehouse, and at night, he went to school. Narciso earned his GED and then enrolled in community college. And that's where he took his first art history class.
And then I fell in love with the work of Vincent van Gogh. I think not necessarily because of the colors, but because of the subject matter. He painted peasants, farm workers. And I think that those images sort of like took me back when I was in Mexico. I don't know, maybe it was the nostalgia, like my family that I left when I came. I don't know what it was, but I was like, you know, I think I'm just going to study art.
His teachers encouraged him. So Narciso applied to study art at Cal State Long Beach. He got in, but as an undocumented student, he didn't qualify for financial aid. In order to afford school, he joined some family members who worked picking fruit in the orchards of Washington State. Narciso would work in the summers, save all of his paychecks, and return to school in the fall. Today, Narciso takes us through his solo exhibition titled Reimagining Essential at the Museum of Latin American Art in Long Beach, California. We're going to hear the stories behind those materials that he uses for his work, And he's going to tell us about the stories he hopes to tell through his art. Here is Narciso Martinez in his own words.
Well, we're at the Museum of Latin American Art here in Long Beach, California. We're standing in front of, I don't know, I think it's a sculpture. Some people call it an installation. And the name of the piece is called Friends in Freshness. So the sculpture is made out of empty produce cardboard boxes that I have collected from different grocery stores. I have to give credit to friends who work in grocery stores. And sometimes they bring boxes to my studio. And sometimes I leave some text on the boxes, like advertising and all those illustrations I've seen around where everything is idealized and beautiful, and you see beautiful people, kids, animals, but you don't see traces of farm workers. I decided to make a portrait on each side of the cube, depicting the stories of farm workers. This is an image of a female farm worker extending their arms forwards toward the viewer. Every portrait is a person I know or I work with at some point in an orchard, given that I also work in an orchard for several seasons.
The first season that I went there, the first thing that I got to pick was asparagus. We would start like at 12 in the morning. We had lamps on our baseball hats. I'm lucky I didn't cut any of my fingers because we use a sharp tool to cut the asparagus evenly. Because they grow on the ground, we had to be bent over all day. The first day that I arrived to the asparagus circle, I haven't seen my family member for a while, and friends from my hometown were there. And I felt weird, like strapping a bucket around my waist and wearing all these hoodies and a hat. I felt weird. What am I doing, you know? I remember my paycheck being like only like $300 at the end of the week. Why only $300 for all this work? When I would come back, I would bring all my paychecks, I'll pay my tuition. I feel like I was not at a point where I actually knew what I was doing with art. Like undergrad was very technical, you know, this is how you do this, this is how you mix paint, whatever, you know, this is composition. But after that, what do I paint, you know? These are portraits of farm workers. There is four of them, one on each corner. The first one that we have in front of us is a male farm worker drawn with charcoal on a strawberry box. I never deconstructed the box. I just drew the portrait inside the box. The man on the portrait is wearing a hoodie. He has a baseball hat. He's wearing a mask with reference to the pandemic. And then I decided to add simple leaf as a background because simple leaf is like a version of gold leaf. Just thinking about my past and my Catholic background when I was growing up, going to church and seeing all these golden frame images of saints. And I just wanted to elevate the worker by adding the gold leaf. I don't know. I just thought that these people were worthy of being admired and respected. So that's why I added the gold leaf. When I was doing studies for my painting class, I couldn't buy a lot of canvases. So I cut up a lot of pieces of cardboard. My sister would go to Costco, get groceries. And you know, Costco give you boxes instead of bags. I remember cutting out the quote unquote good part of the boxes, which was the bottom part where there was no label. So I would use that to do studies. I would do drawings. I would paint on them. I remember I helped my brother and he sent me to get pizza at Costco, I think. And that's where I saw the box. So it landed in my studio, and then I drew a banana man on this box. And when the semester started, I showed it to my class. I just brought the whole box to my class, and then they liked it, no? Because yes, I was talking about the lifestyles of the farm workers, how they work, where they work, what they look like. And also, I was talking in a direct way about the ranch owners through the labels that were presented on the boxes. People got excited about it. I sort of like get it and everything clicked at that time. And then from there, it just took off.
These series that we have here are also portraits. They're called ghost portraits. In printmaking term, ghost is the second print of the first print. The first print will get all the ink. And then if you get the plate and print it again, it's going to be faded a little because it has less ink. So that's what is called the ghost print. I was just thinking about how a lot of the farm workers don't have documents. So they are sort of like they are here, but they are not here. We sort of see their traces because they just pick the produce that we eat. So I was playing with that idea of them being ghosts. I think I was exploring more the idea of the masked man. Culturally, I guess, we always tend to think that a masked man with a hoodie, it's something that we should be afraid of. I think of movies, you know, like where people are hooded or with a mask, and it's usually the bad guy, you know. So I was playing with the idea of the farm workers are not the ones that we should be afraid of, but they are the ones who are afraid of the weather conditions, of the pesticides that they encounter in the orchards. So that's why they cover themselves with masks, bandanas, shades, hoodies, and baseball hats. I remember where I worked, it's a little bit elevated, and you can see the fumes, like clouds around the orchards. These orchards are all around this park, and they get to be sprayed, and the kids get to play in the park sort of like at the same time. And people get to smell all the fumes, so I just wanted to represent that to sort of like I could have an excuse to actually say it.
When I first started doing this kind of work, I think I was really not aware of the impact that art can have in communities. And to me, it was more about, like I said, I wanted to learn how to draw and how to paint. I want them to tell me whether my figures are proportional or like, is this color not mixed right? You know, those are the things that I was eager to hear about. And just by doing portraits of these individuals, people would start up these conversations, you know, how's my experience in the field? So what's a payment and things like that, you know, and sort of like always ended up being a political conversation around the work, which I learned to embrace. And over time, I realized that what I was doing is giving a voice to a community that cannot be heard. After I graduated, I was like, this is going to be my purpose. I'm going to bring all these stories to as many people as I can. We're standing in front of another drawing, which is sort of like the last piece in the exhibition. It's a drawing on produce cardboard boxes, which is about 23 feet long by about 7 feet high. And in general, I wanted to also show the contribution of the farm workers within the economy. And that's why I choose some of the patterns from the dollar bill that I represented with Simple Leaf. The central figure is a female farm worker. I actually met this farm worker up in Santa Maria. It's a small town, it's farming communities around it. And we met with organizers there who help indigenous people who work in the fields. I just thought that it was important for me to depict an indigenous woman, given the history of colonization. Sometimes there is these notions that indigenous people don't exist anymore. I just like this image because it's looking at the viewer. And I know that we are in a different setting, like we are at a museum and an institution. But I do hope that these images go to the farm workers. I want them to feel pride, you know. I want them to feel like what they do is important.
I think it's also important not only for other audiences to learn about these stories and to learn where our food comes from, but it's also for the farm workers to see themselves in art, to have the feel of identity, of community, of belonging. A lot of the people are connected to the subject matter, you know, and they send me messages of like how my work brings them back memories when they were a kid. They say like, oh, I remember my grandparents working in the fields, telling me these stories. And it's sort of like rewarding to have some kind of connection, you know, and to find that acknowledgement for this group of people who work in the fields. When I first decided to go to art school, it was because I wanted to learn how to draw and how to paint. That's it. I think I imagined myself in a corner of a room somewhere in the woods, you know, just like drawing, just enjoying. And I didn't think I was going to be where I'm at right now. In fact, one of my ideas was like, as soon as I get my college degree, I'm going to fly to Oaxaca and just paint there. But I think the circumstances led me to a different road. I'm not only just painting because I love to paint or draw, but also I'm using that platform to give voice to a community that might not have that voice. So that makes me feel like
all the sacrifices that I did to go to grad school, to learn, to do what I do, was worth it.
The Narciso Martinez exhibit, Rethinking Essential, is on display at the Museum of Latin American Art in Long Beach, California, until November 30th, 2022. You can also catch some of his work at the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. This episode was produced by Julia Rocha and edited by Daisy Contreras. It was mixed by J.J. Rubin. The Latino USA team includes Andrea Lopez Cruzado, Marta Martinez, Mike Sargent, Julieta Martinelli, Victoria Estrada, Reinaldo Leaños Jr., Alejandra Salazar, and Patricia Zulbarán, with help from Raúl Pérez. Our editorial director is Fernanda Santos. Our director of engineering is Stephanie LeBeau. Our senior engineer is Julia Caruso. Our associate engineer is Gabriela Baez. Our marketing manager is Luis Luna. Our New York Women's Foundation fellow is Elizabeth Lowenthal Torres. Our theme music was composed by Zenia Rubinos. I'm your host and executive producer, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on our next episode. And in the meantime, look for us on your social media. And remember, no te vayas. Ciao.
Latino USA is made possible in part by New York Women's Foundation. The New York Women's Foundation, funding women leaders that build solutions in their communities and celebrating 30 years of radical generosity. California Endowment, building a strong state by improving the health of all Californians. And the Heising Simons Foundation, unlocking knowledge, opportunity, and possibilities. More at hsfoundation.org.
Oh, I touched the art. Oh, well.
You're the one person who's allowed to touch the art. From PRX.